B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
First, we're going to talk to Jason Avant, your former teammate. Jason Avant on the line with us right now. Good morning, Jason.
How we doing, gentlemen?
We are doing spectacular.
Hey, man, would you turn down 20 mil to impregnate Madonna?
I'm okay with that one.
You'll pass on the 20 mil?
20 mil. Oh, you said 20? You said 20 million?
Yeah, I said $20 million.
Oh, 20 million. It got to happen.
Yeah, $20 million.
I said no, I ain't doing it for no meals.
Meals. Now, hold on a second. No, never mind. I'm not even going to go there. All right, Jason, that's all we needed. Thanks for calling in. But now you were beyond on point yesterday. I felt, because I think some people right now, Jason, are afraid to acknowledge that the Minnesota Vikings are actually a pretty decent team led by a pretty decent quarterback with some pretty damn good wide receivers. So when you look at this matchup, what's the first thing that jumps out to you, Eagles-Vikings Sunday at 1?
Well, when I look at the game, I see that the Eagles have one way to win the ball game, and I see four different ways that the Vikings can win the game, and that's where it becomes problematic for me. The only way the Eagles can win is if the offensive line plays lights out and they can establish the run. The Eagles receivers are leading the league in drops. They are going up against one of the best secondaries in football, so the windows are going to be tighter. So when you start to look at the games across the league, the Giants was able to stay competitive last night because they were able to play press man in situations. The Indianapolis Colts beat the Chiefs because they were able to encroach the receivers and play press man. This defense can do it. When you don't have DeSean Jackson to get you out of teams that can play press man and bail you out, and you can put Xavier Rhodes on Alshon or Zach Ertz, whatever they like, and still have Trey Waynes to cover other guys, it's just a hard matchup for this team. And that's what I'm saying. I want the Eagles to win. I'm rooting for the Eagles, and I'm hoping the offensive line can dominate the game like they did against the Packers. But they have too many ways to win the ball game with the receivers, with Dalvin Cook, with their D-line, and with their secondary. There's too many ways for the Vikings to win, and the Eagles only have one way to win, and that's the offensive line.
All right, well, okay, so let's go to this for a second, because there are people that are very confident this Eagles team can beat the Vikings. If the Eagles are going to win, it's because they did what in this game?
Dominate the line of scrimmage. That's the only way they can win, and that's offensively, right? So the D-line, they can get home and all of those things, but I don't necessarily know. I'm not completely sold on how well the D-line is going to be able to get home. And you don't really need to do much. I don't think this is going to be I don't think the Eagles' offense is going to score like what they've been averaging, that 27-point range. I don't think they're going to be close to this game with the defense that the Vikings has. So I don't think that the Minnesota's offense will have to do as much as we think.
Is the worst thing the Eagles could do in this game get into a shootout? I mean, I don't even know if they have the offensive firepower if the Vikings get hot. But how? I guess the way the game would play out, I want to see the Eagles be able to control that line of scrimmage that you're talking about, use a ground attack first and foremost, and then maybe you could get a couple of, balls behind their defense. But I'm just really hoping that the number one thing the Eagles are trying to do is, like you said, dominate that line of scrimmage and make sure they're using guys like Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders.
Yeah, that's the only way I see it happening. Like and it's a tough feat. It's a tough feat when you got Linval Joseph, you got Danielle Hunter, you got Everson Griffin, you have Anthony Barnes. The line is full of Pro Bowlers. So they will have to, it's Pro Bowler on Pro Bowler when it comes to both of those units. And if they can get some movement at the line of scrimmage, that's the only way I see the Eagles winning this game, is if they get movement on a very good defensive front and linebackers that flow. Eric Kendrick is one of the best linebackers in this game when it comes to flowing to the football. So, they would have to, establish their own game and kind of slow this game down. A shootout, I don't see it being a shootout. But again, I don't necessarily want to take my chances with Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs on, whoever we have in the secondary. I just want the guys in the secondary to compete and put hands on people. They're going to get beat, because they're not as talented as this group.
Jay, do you think the Eagles are using Nelson Agholor in the right way? Now, I understand he's a slot guy, and he had his success in the slot. But now that you, as you talked about, you don't have anybody that can really go over the top, break things open. Should they look to use him in different ways more, maybe to get him more involved? Or is he just almost a lost cause right now in your eyes?
No, he's not lost cause. Last game, they had him open deep twice. One got held on. The other one, the other one was an overthrow. I mean, but the thing about it is that you can't, in order for them to be able to hit deep balls, Carson's deep ball accuracy has to be on point. That's what separates him between, the Patrick Mahomes and those guys. You begin to see, like, Patrick Mahomes' deep ball accuracy. He's down the field 20, 30 yards plus, and it's on the money. When it comes to Carson, like, you need a guy like Deshaun that has makeup room for him. A guy like Nelson Aguilar is not going to have the makeup room that Deshaun has, meaning at the end of the route, 30, 40 yards down, he's not going to have another gear to get to the ball. So you have to be more accurate with Carson down the field with those deep shots. I still think Nelly can get open, and he's going to be able to have some good games here and there. It's just that he's always going to be plagued with a drop or two. That's what's going to happen because he didn't have the best natural hands. He does everything else well, and it's up to Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz to elevate his game. He's one of those players that you have to elevate. He's not necessarily going to elevate himself. You have to call play calling that's favorable to him, and he can get open in the intermediate, but outside you're going to have to call a great game for him.
Speaking with Jason Avant, former Eagle, former teammate of Trey Todd. Actually, still your teammate, considering you're both doing pregame responsibilities here.
There
at
you go,
fun.
Bam.
But just like that.
Big can of thunder.
Very true. So that's one of the things I'm worried about, though. The deep ball doesn't seem to really be there. The wide receivers haven't been great, obviously, for Carson Wentz. But we saw it in the Green Bay game, and then we didn't see it really at all against the Lions, or excuse me, against the Jets. That screen game, those little routes in the flat for guys like Jordan Howard, most notably guys like Miles Sanders. You saw a wheel route come out against the Jets, but I think if they're going to have a quick strike offense, you're going to have to see a little bit more of that screen game.
Well, no, you're right. So the Packers had the idea that most teams had, this team can't get open on us if we play press man. And they're right. Right? So they are. It's like, oh, the Eagles not going to get open against press man. But that's, press man is one of the easiest screen games that you can actually incorporate the screen game easily. You saw this swing screen left, which was Jordan Howard's easy touchdown. That was basically the receiver going and picking his man. And there's ways as a coaching staff against a team that doesn't respect you man-to-man to get the screen game open, because all you have to do is put a receiver on the man that's covering the back, and it's an easy completion. So if the Eagles are going to win, it's going to be with a small ball game, not necessarily shots down the field where the line has to block for 4 seconds, but getting the ball out kind of quickly to the screen games left and right and getting the picks on the guys at the line of scrimmage that can open up some plays.
But for you to get the play downfield, who would be your receiver that's going to get you that type of plays down the field?
Well, you can try Xavier Rhodes with Alshon. Alshon still can body a guy at the end, even though Xavier Rhodes is just tall as he is. It's going to be in good position. If you throw a jump ball, I think that Alshon will come out one out of three versus that guy. But I always say, no matter who the guy is, right, this is big yardage. You do yourself a disservice as a team if you don't throw 4 or 5 shots down the field that's past 30 yards, because guys in that situation on defense always panic. How many times do you see a guy that can't locate the football ends up panicking and getting a pass interference? So the chances of something good happen, if you can keep it away from the safety, it's only good that can happen. So Nelson may be able to get open. Alshon may be able to get a jump ball, but you still have to throw it down because the chance of pass interference is great.
Yeah, speaking of pass interference, Jason, I asked Ron Jaworski this when he was on with us at 7 o'clock this morning. What is pass interference?
I don't feel like what the NFL is doing. You know, I think the NFL has totally botched this whole thing. They panic with the New Orleans and Rams game last year, and now you're going to replay, and now the fan can see your ineptitude as the officials and the NFL as a whole. So I don't know what pass interference is anymore, because if you're going to review it and we can see a guy getting strangled, being held, getting his hands knocked down like Alshon did a couple weeks ago, Like, if you're seeing these things as a fan, you're losing trust in the NFL. So if you're going to replay, get the call right. And they're not doing that right now. So I would say take it out of replay so the fans are – so we're left with the judgment of the officials on the field. That's more palatable to me than looking at the tape, seeing it's a pass interference, and you're still not calling it.
All right. Now, I'm going to get your prediction here, but I have one last question for you. But what is your prediction for Eagles-Vikings on Sunday?
I am not giving a prediction yet.
Okay.
I'm on punt. I'm on a punt.
You're
going to
punt right now.
I'm still trying to find a way for the Eagles to win this game because I always, my heart is always for the Birds to win.
Okay.
But again, right now, if I'm looking at it, I'm saying that the Eagles are going to lose this game. So I don't have a prediction yet.
I got that vibe from it. But now, because you punted, so I'm going to act like I didn't even hear that.
I just punted.
Here's what I'm going to ask you because I'm curious here. What would Jason Avant do for 20 meals? What would you do for 20 meals, besides the pregame show?
Besides the 20, what would I do? It's a bunch of things you do for 20 million. Just long.
No. Meals. Meals, as in food, what you thought Trey said originally. What would you do for 20 meals?
20 meals? Not much.
Jason's like, I can feed myself. Have you been to my trampoline park launch? Come on now. I know how to have fun.
Come on. Listen, I want everybody to come out to the launch trampoline park. We're opening Newark, Delaware. We're opening Delaware, New Jersey. Also opening Deck, Jersey. Come on out for the whole family. This is my commercial to you guys. Please come out to Jason Avant's launch trampoline park.
Jason, you're the man. Thanks for coming on with us, brother.
Oh, no problem. You guys have a blessed day.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.